guys are 2 for 2 now in those so-called 4-minute situations where you really needed to burn some clock. Is there something about this team that's going to allow it to be successful in those situations, or is every day a new day and you're going to win some and you're going to lose some?
You know, it's something that we attack that aspect of the game in training camp. And you know, 4 minutes is where you can finish the game and win it for your team. So we put a lot of emphasis in that area. The guys have done a great job now this, you know, 2 out of the 3 games, and we're going to continue to emphasize it. You know, it's a mentality. It's like short yardage and goal line. You know, you just got to roll your sleeves up and go to work and get the job done.
You guys hadn't been always good in short yardage situations, and there you are when you really, really have to have it.
That's an area. Short yardage is an area we have to get better at, as we know. But, yeah, you put ourselves in that 4 minute. Guys start feeling it, too, at the end. I know that from my experience out on the playing field. But when guys can feel it, you know, we just gotta start it, you know, in the first quarter and carry it on over into the fourth.
When people talk about the turnover ratio, focus always goes to the defense first. How many did they take away? But to get that +9 has to be you guys have to keep the ball. What do you do every day in practice to stress it?
You know, it's funny, but we really don't stress it. We'll talk about it. You know, we don't put a big emphasis. I think when anytime you put an emphasis on something, that's when you guys take a, you know, they get a little more, you know, panic stricken, I guess. Oh, I got to protect the football. We're going to talk about it. We ask our service team to you know, try to strip the ball from our runners or receivers' arms. And it's a mindset. It's a focus. And our defense has done an excellent job of getting us the football. And then, of course, it starts with the quarterback position. And Alex has done a great job of not giving it back to them. So we just got to keep that going.
3 games you have credited with 1 fumble, which was a pass, actually, turned into a lateral. I mean, considering the number of plays you've run, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that is, you know, that is pretty, it's pretty good to be in that situation. Like I said, we just got to continue to work on it in practice, get our guys to, you know, try to tackle the ball a little bit on that service team and just bottom line is take care of the ball. You're going to win more games if you are on the positive side of that turnover ratio.
You say don't emphasize it, Doug. Does that mean it's so obvious that he's not turning the ball over? I mean, is that the deal?
It's like basketball. It's like soccer. If you're going to turn the ball over, you're not giving yourself an opportunity. So in football, the prized possession is the football. So we know as an offensive unit that we must protect the football. It's kind of that written rule, you know, and our guys understand that, and like I said, we don't emphasize it, but we talk about it. You know, we bring it up, but it's not the main factor of what we're, you know, what we're about.
Is that kind of a rarity to not have to? I mean, emphasize it. I mean, is that these guys are professional?
Say, listen,
I don't have to.
I mean, they you know, Jamal Charles shouldn't, you know, you give him the football, he knows to protect the football. Alex Smith drops back to pass, he knows not to throw it to them. You know, I mean, that's just part of this business. But, you know, I just feel that if you put so much of a emphasis on protecting the ball, that's when the ball's going to come out. And you just go let the guys play. It's a physical game. You know, defenses are taught to strip. And that's where we put our emphasis is in practice with our service team trying to get the ball out, you know, doing it that way.
Is that something you saw as a player that, you know, with the various teams you're at, is that, you know, that's, you know, ball security was stressed and
yeah,
gave
because
it up.
Next thing you know, the guy's going to play hesitant. He's more concerned about protecting the football than you know, breaking a tackle or stiff arming, or you get hesitant as a quarterback not to pull the trigger, and you don't want that from your players. You want the guys to play fast, and they know to protect the football.
Done here, but you obviously had a pretty big game against the Eagles on Thursday. How much of that had to do on those catches with coverage roll toward both sides?
Some of it's that, and some of it was the fact that, you know, Donnie was the hot guy. I mean, he was the guy that was getting open, and we used him a lot in some shallow cross underneath type routes that we were able to catch some man coverage and hit him, and you know, we caught him in a blitz a couple times, and and Donnie for that 51 yarder, and he was able to break a tackle and make the long run there. But you know, it's something that if they're gonna defensively, if they're gonna emphasize one guy or try to take one guy out of our offense, then the next guy has to step up, and in this case, it was Donnie.
Does he have a knack for running those underneath routes? I know Coach Reed said yesterday he didn't do a lot of that in the previous stuff, but he did a lot of it in college.
You know, yeah, he's good at it. You know, and he. You know, we read him like most teams do, zone man, all that, and he does a nice job with his release and you know, anytime you can throw it underneath the coverage and make a guy miss, then you know, advantage to the offense. So we'll continue to work him. He'll continue to get better at him, and he's not the only one in this offense that runs those routes either.
You need a certain amount of courage as a receiver to keep going in the middle like that.
You do. I mean, you'll see, you just throw anybody's tape on defense, and linebackers are looking for those routes, and they're looking to, disrupt timing. And again, to Donnie's credit, he's good at seeing that and kind of sniffing that out. Well, first of all, you know, McGrath and Brock did a nice job last week, you know, filling in for Anthony and It's the next guy. It's the next guy steps up mentality, and McGrath and both he and Kevin was with us in training camp, obviously, so he's very familiar with our offense. But McGrath coming in and doing what he's done, my hat's off to him. He's done a nice job, and we just got to get Anthony healthy and get him back out on the field.
How do you feel like Travis Kelce is kind of reacting? Obviously, he wants to play in the NFL. It's got to be frustrating that he hasn't really.
I'm sure for him personally, it's very frustrating. I would know as an athlete in that position that if, you know, I had a nagging injury that, I'd want to somehow get it fixed and be back on the field. And I know he does. But first and foremost is we want to make sure he's 100% before we stick him back out on the field.
Thank you.